Good morning, everyone. This is Raul Perea here. This morning, we have the Las Cruces High School FFA Ag Issues team. They will be presenting about the agriculture issue, data centers, and how they use up water in southern New Mexico.
I am Elizabeth Dow, a reporter of Channel 41 News. We are here today at the protest regarding the Project Jupiter Data Center, where protesters are discussing the many issues surrounding the placement of this data center here in New Mexico. Excuse me, sir, can I get a comment about what's going on right now?
Of course. My name is Kel Runyon, a local farmer here in the Mesilla Valley, and I am here in support of the AI data centers coming to Doniana County. Embracing these AI data centers is the best thing we can do.
What? How can you possibly be supporting it? My name is George Armstrong, and as a local dairy farmer, I am terrified. Have you not seen how much water they use? They're acting like we don't already live in a desert.
Yeah, but AI presents some serious potential for agriculture. With their help, we farmers will be able to further our crop production, productivity, and so much more with this revolutionary technology.
But the water. How can you say that when we're in a drought and don't have enough water to water our crops or support our animals?
Yeah, the water.
Ma'am, hang on. Who are you?
Pardon my manners. I'm Peyton Foster, the general manager for the local irrigation district, and I agree with Georgia about the water concern and how these large data centers are consuming massive amounts of water in order to cool these systems. While these centers are trying to meet AI requests and run these centers at high energy, they're dismissing the big picture.
Ma'am, I'm actually the manager of this data center project, Aubrey Herrera. I understand your concerns, but I feel like all the recent fear-mongering about what our project really is has clouded your judgment.
Exactly, Aubrey. My name is George Collins. I'm an urban developer here in New Mexico. AI projects like Project Jupiter are being painted in such a negative light.
But what about people like me? AI's gonna take my job. Whatever am I going to do? I have a family to feed.
Sir, one at a time. Please stay calm. Who are you?
My name is Peyton Allen, and I'm a labor representative here in New Mexico. With all these AI data centers coming online, my clients are rapidly losing their jobs as these companies and centers replace us with AI that can get jobs done quicker and cheaper. Last I checked, robots don't need a paycheck to put food on the table.
Exactly. In the long run, AI will be a net negative for our society and our local community here in New Mexico.
Wait, I've been hearing a lot of talk about AI recently. Just this week, my producers asked me to cover a story about the new Project Jupiter. What exactly is it?
That's a great question. Project Jupiter is a four-building data center campus in Doniana County, specifically in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. This center is being developed by companies like Borderplex Digital Assets and Stack Infrastructure, with ties to partners like OpenAI. It is designed to help grow our digital infrastructure as well as help with AI training. We're aiming to be completed by October 2029.
I feel like I've heard a lot of talk surrounding AI for ages now, and not just in science fiction movies. Why has it become such a big deal recently?
That's right. AI has been around for 80 years. The first data center was created in 1945 at the University of Pennsylvania. This center needed 1,500 to 1,800 square feet of land to house its machines, which was a lot at the time. Today, Project Jupiter wouldn't be the only data center in New Mexico. There are currently two centers that are operating and two others in construction, including this Project Jupiter, therefore adding to the total 4,000 data centers that are currently operating in the United States.
But this isn't just about amazing technology. AI holds so many potential benefits for scientists, farmers, consumers, and workers. AI has produced over 500,000 jobs for people working at data centers and is said to bring in $17.5 trillion into our economy by 2030.
George is right. We can already see the possibilities. AI has improved fertilizer and soil measurement practices on over 45 million acres of farmland by using remote drones, which help farmers identify their soil type and go beyond recommendations in order to go towards site-specific nutrient applications. It also helps my economic management, affecting me telling me what purchases I need and don't need, resulting in me conserving my resources and better ensuring my customers get the best produce more precisely and efficiently.
So, should we be supporting projects like this in our communities? I've still heard a lot of backlash about its different impacts. How are these data centers going to impact agriculture, the biggest industry in Doniana County?
It's going to have amazing impacts. With us being the leading state in agriculture production, 40% of the world is already being used for farming. And by feeding more families, we can increase that by 120%, giving us more money.
We won't have any crops to grow or animals to raise if these data centers are taking all of our water, though.
Oh, yeah. You guys mentioned that these AI data centers take up loads of water.
Yeah, it's the truth that these companies don't want you to know.
One of the biggest ways these centers take in water, like we take in air, is by using it to cool their servers, cool their processor chips, and to control overheating. And these data centers don't just have one or two servers. They can have up to tens of thousands of servers in just one facility. A medium-sized data center can consume up to 100 million gallons of water per year. And a larger center, like Project Jupiter, can consume up to 1.8 billion gallons of water annually.
The grass on my lawn is all dead because we already don't have enough water. But they expect us just to sit by while these robots take whatever's left.
Yeah, everyone needs water, including animals like mine. On most dairies, one dairy cow can consume up to 30 to 40 gallons of water per day. On an average cow herd of 2,500, that is 1,000 gallons of water, 100,000 gallons of water that can be used towards dairy production.
My point exactly. These data centers are increasing exponentially by the day. Therefore, hurting farmers not only with the loss of water, but with the loss of land. With these centers being placed, farmers and ranchers are limited to crop production, grazing, and livestock use. It's such an important issue now because Doñana County and 27 other counties in New Mexico have been declared as natural disaster areas due to severe drought. We really don't have the water to sustain these large data centers.
Yeah, Project Jupiter alone spans 1,400 acres. But most data centers range anywhere from 1,000 to 4,000 acres.
Well, I think I can help with some of these water concerns. Our plant is projected to use recycled or non-potable water to meet our center's cooling needs, as well as a closed-loop system. This system uses minimal water compared to conventional evaporative cooling, which consumes massive volumes, therefore conserving the limited potable water resources, particularly in dry or drought-prone areas like New Mexico.
But they're still using land that can be used for agriculture purposes. In the past decade, they've taken up approximately 1,000 to 1,500 acres of farmland and have continued to use all of our water. We've seen a tremendous amount of these AI centers, mostly relying on surface water to run their centers. This negatively impacts farmers because they rely a lot on surface water from rivers, lakes, and reservoirs to sustain healthy crops. When we look at groundwater, 85% of it is drinking water that both people and livestock crucially rely on.
I think I'm starting to understand the problem happening here. These AI data centers pose serious issues for the agriculture industry, but how are they impacting other sectors of the economy and community, like our own family and friends?
That's a great question. AI isn't just helping our local community, but it's helping our country as a whole. It helps to increase our gross domestic product, which is the total value of all goods and services in our country.
That's right. AI is looking to grow our economy besides just our role as a leader in agriculture.
Right now, the U.S. is actually a leader in the global AI race. S&P Global Market Intelligence has estimated that U.S. data center capacity is more than 40% of the global total, and that's expected to continue growing. Since January 2020 to January 2026, high-tech related industrial production, which includes AI, has majorly outpaced other U.S. sectors like energy and non-energy areas.
Where is the money for these centers and projects to start in the first place coming from, though? They can't be cheap.
Large companies like Amazon and Microsoft are investing billions of dollars in networking equipment, high-performance GPUs, and data center construction. With their investments, it now allows us to create more jobs that are high-paying and expand productivity, giving back to our economy.
These multi-million dollar companies may be advancing our economy, but at what cost? Goldman Sachs, a large financial company, states that 6-7% of workers could be replaced due to these companies and data centers. AI may be reshaping the job market, but at the same time, they are displacing certain job roles that are important to our industry overall. Having already seen that AI has already taken around 10,000 to 50,000 jobs from people just here in New Mexico.
Well, my job has only gotten easier. AI cuts my project time by 24% because of how fast it produces layout plans, checks compliance with local codes, and adjusts designs in seconds.
So what? We're being replaced out of convenience and shallow pockets? These jobs that took my clients a lot of time to get, but are now being torn down in the blink of an eye, and for what? So that we don't get behind and we don't have to pay as much? While centers are generating some employment, my clients are still left vulnerable. A job market like this will only make our country fall behind on the world stage.
That's true. I have family members who have already recently struggled to find jobs. If AI comes to fill those already rare openings, communities and families will struggle.
Exactly. It especially poses a serious risk for low-income families across the country as key jobs and wages are taken. New Mexico is already one of the poor states, with approximately 17% of our population living in poverty. Rapid adoption of AI could depress wages for human workers, widening the economic gap.
In rural, border, and agriculture communities like ours, our community's members do not have the same access to job opportunities as there are in larger cities.
Customer service, data entry, and other repetitive motion jobs are at the highest risk of being automated with AI. These may be lower-wage jobs, but families still rely on them. Workers earning under $38,000 a year face the highest risk of job displacement, with it especially affecting minorities like Hispanic workers. At the rate AI is growing in jobs now, research has shown that these populations are 14 times more likely to have to change jobs by 2030.
But the job market balances itself out by reducing the need for manual labor, and it creates demand for workers with skills in technology, robotics, and AI maintenance. Plus, not only will this project increase jobs, it also uses a natural gas-powered microgrid in order to generate more power than local utilities, utilizing over 40 turbines.
True, but when we look at how New Mexico is trying to reduce our pollution and greenhouse gas emissions, our goal isn't being met. Our 2030 goal is to reduce these same emissions by at least 45% compared to 2005. But with the rate that these data centers are going up around our state, we are only now projected to cut by 13% by then. With the pollution of natural gas and oil, we are ultimately reversing all of our progress. And that not only hurts us farmers, but our whole population in general.
Wow, I didn't know there are so many different factors surrounding AI and agriculture. I think we have to move on to our sports coverage now, but I know our viewers have learned so much. On today's news report, we spoke to 6 representatives from different sectors to hear what they had to say about AI, and both its positive and negative impacts on agriculture and our community.
My name is Kale Runyon, and as a pro-AI farmer, I believe the ag workforce will grow tremendously, as it will help farmers and their businesses reach new heights. Embracing these innovations can help cultivate our ag future and further our production.
My name is Aubrey Herrera, and I'm the project manager for Project Jupiter. This center will use minimal water, increase jobs, and ultimately revitalize the New Mexico area with exponential growth.
My name is George Collins, and as an urban developer here in New Mexico, I'm advocating for the growth of AI data centers. These centers will bump up the global economy and improve mine and others' jobs to be as efficient as they can be.
But, on the other hand, we also heard from representatives who are against AI and are worried about its negative impacts.
My name is Georgia Armstrong, and as a local dairy farmer, these AI centers are hurting farms like mine and are causing issues among the community. We may advance with this new technology, but lose part of our traditional agriculture ways.
My name is Peyton Foster, and I work for the local irrigation district. These data centers will continue to rise and continue to negatively impact our farming community. The usage of water will continue to skyrocket, and we must find different ways to stop it in order to save the future of New Mexico.
My name is Peyton Allen, and I'm the state's labor representative. With the continuation of these AI data centers, I'm trying to find ways to keep my clients busy. These jobs are being taken over by AI, and we need to find a way to slow it down.
We don't know all the answers on this topic, and it's drastically changing almost every day. But it's important that we all become educated on both the positive and negatives of artificial intelligence. Should we support AI projects like Project Jupiter with the economic and agriculture advancements they pose, or should we hold these projects accountable for the environmental risks they pose and how they are hurting working communities like ours?
What can be done to protect our farms, animals, and workers while still supporting the strength of U.S. agriculture and technology?
Thank you for tuning in to Channel 41 News. This was Elizabeth Dow reporting live, and we'll see you tomorrow for the next big topic.
Job.
It was
Thank
interesting.
You. your debate is interesting. We were just talking about the challenges of AI and how dislocating that can be. All right, so having an up or down vote on AI is tough. Is there anything that can be done to mitigate some of the adverse impacts? If AI goes forward in our community, what can we as a community, what can our political leaders, are there any projects they could propose that will help protect some of our workers? Or the water, or anything else? Have you all, I know you guys are experts on this now.
I really just feel like it's all about balance and how we can, as a community, we can all just work together to figure it out. Because it's new to it's new to the New Mexico area, so I feel like just figuring it out together and finding a way to just do it all so that it doesn't hurt farmers, but it doesn't majorly, like, impact anything else as well.
We have a caller, and I'm not sure what we're going to hear, but we'll all find out together. Caller,
headphones on.
If you have headphones, and if you don't, you should be able to hear. But caller, go ahead and make your point.
I have a question about how the New Mexico water laws that are already in place protect the farmer.
Okay, who wants to handle that one?
Could she restate the question?
Yeah, the question was, how do the laws that are in place now affect the farmers?
Well, as of now, we're starting to see that negative impact on us, and getting the water, like one of the laws right now we have is normally farmers get 2 to 3 waterings previous years from the Rio Grande and coming from the Elephant Butte Lake. But now we're going down, we're limited, and we're seeing that impact of only 1 watering instead. I think that's one negative impact we're having with it overall, with this is water laws that we're already trying to fight.
Anybody else?
As well as with, we're having a lawsuit right now against Texas for our water rights, and that's...
Sorry, go ahead.
And that's really negatively impacting us too, especially with the water from Rio Grande, because we share it with Texas and still trying to fight that in order so we can have water, but they can also have water.
Can one of you talk a little bit about the event that you have coming up? You're going to a state competition, is that right? Go ahead and talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we actually have we're competing in the Ag Issues Contest at the state convention for FFA, and that's the 26th of this month.
And how will that work? What are the competitions like? And how much preparation have you all done to get ready for this?
We've practiced and done many forums, multiple per week. We've practiced for about 2 months now, and...
Kind of add on with Peyton is I think we're pretty confident on it, and whatever happens, happens, but we know that we've put in all the hard work we can, and we'll see where the chips fall.
Do all the schools at the competition have the same question? Will they all? So you're the ones that had the ones with AI and agriculture. Okay.
Yeah, so there's multiple teams in this contest, and each one has a different topic. Like, we have AI centers, but I know other schools that are competing across the state have different topics that affect ag.
Oh, very good. I think yours is the most cutting edge, though. Yeah. And the most challenging.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what happened there. But anyway, is there anything else you would like to say for the listeners? We still have about 10 minutes. No? Come on. You have to have some opinion about things. Are there what other challenges are facing agriculture in Doñana County?
Besides AI?
Yeah. Well, no. Agriculture besides AI. And the drought, of course. It's been going on for 20 years, which is where the water issue gets so difficult. Are there other issues in agriculture that you've been looking into as the FAA?
Well, I know mostly what we have been looking to since our issue is AI, we've also been looking into how the usage of the data center's energy can affect the taxing on the community, as well as with the water issue. That's another thing that we've been looking into as well.
Yeah.
Might I add that the energy grids that use to power these AI data centers is also affecting bird migration from the constant sound it makes. It's equivalent to like a constant blender going off near your house. No. Gas-powered lawnmower.
Ah, I wouldn't want to live next to that.
Yeah, no fun.
Do you have anything else you'd like to ask them?
Well, I'm just curious. How many of you do you all plan to have careers in agriculture, and do you plan to stay in the area?
My first job option is dermatology, but if that doesn't work out, I want to do vet, be a veterinarian, big animal, large animal, small animal. I do not plan to stay in New Mexico. I personally do not like New Mexico. Try and end up in Oklahoma or Texas, but, you know, it's okay.
We're all hurt.
It's a pretty state. I just don't like the people here.
That didn't help.
That's crazy.
Well, you're honest. You will appreciate that.
I don't think New Mexico's that bad, but I will be going out of state as well. Not because I don't like it or anything. It's just opportunities. And I want to be against having an ag-related job.
Yeah, and then to add on to that, I think I want to go to college out of state, but I do want to come back to New Mexico, and I'll probably end up helping my dad out with, like, his ranch and stuff. So that's my plan.
Okay. I know there's three more of you who haven't spoken. Do you plan, what careers are you thinking of? Or colleges or living in New Mexico?
I'm planning on going to a trade school called UTI.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of state, but I'm planning on moving back here and becoming a mechanic for the airlines.
Oh, okay.
And we do have one more caller, so if you're listening, go ahead, caller, if you're on the line, jump in and make your point. And we're down to our last few minutes, so please be brief.
Yes, I was wondering, you mentioned the water usage in the dairies. Is there anything that agricultural needs to do to conserve water?
Okay, who wants to take that one? How could dairies?
Can you restate
water?
The question?
Yes, you mentioned how much water usage that dairies use. Is there something that agriculture needs to do more to conserve water?
Yeah, so there are already laws that are placed to keep the agriculture and dairies in line for their water usage. And they're actually getting cut down as of right now, so we can have more water for these AI data centers. So they're already scrambling and doing the best they can to keep water.
I'd also like to kind of add on to it, as I previously stated, with the Rio Grande watering and how Georgia kind of said, like, we're getting limited on our water usage due to these AI centers. As we all know, or most of us know, is the Elephant Butte Lake is low as of now, and that's one main reason that we're not getting as much water, but it's projected for our Rio Grande to dry up, and that could negatively impact farmers due to how much we rely on getting those yearly waterings to help with costs and expenses and taking care of our production.
That's a great answer. Anybody else have anything on that? I guess my last question is, you're going to this competition. What other kinds of, are there other events taking place? Or who can tell us a little bit more about the competition itself? And is there a national competition after this, or how does all of that work?
Yes, there's various competitions for the state convention. Actually, last year, some of us participated in the ag sales competition, and we went to nationals. Great time. And also, there's a nationals competition for ag issues, of course. So hopefully, if we win, we get to go to that as well.
Okay.
Good time.
Are you guys giving him hand signals? Anything you want to add to that?
Oh, yeah. I feel like you got it.
Okay. We are just down to our last couple minutes. What haven't we asked you? Any final points that any of you want to make on not only the let me ask you this. What, each of you real quickly, what do you each think about AI? Are you worried about it as a young person or optimistic about it? And just kind of we'll go around the room and get each of your thoughts.
I'm even like with my point on this issue, like how we had a conversation about it, outside of that, I'm still really against the AI data centers because I am a farmer. I have pecans. I have alfalfa fields. I have livestock I run. With this, it's not really benefiting us in a sense. And I think it'll, in the future, like we go 10 years in the future, it's going to really hurt us due to the production, how much less we're going to have, how it's going to affect our economy, along with just food being put on people's tables.
And I also agree that I don't think this is good for the new generation, which is us. Like, it's really affecting us more than anything. And before this, I wasn't really aware of all the effects that these data centers have. I wasn't even aware that there was one coming to New Mexico. But as I'm doing this and becoming more educated, I'm beginning to realize that it's not as good as they're making it seem. And there's lots of cons that outweigh the pros.
Yeah, and me personally, besides my role, I didn't really know that much about AI to begin with, but I agree with Peyton because my grandparents, they're dairy farmers. My dad's a rancher, and we're big in the agriculture industry here in New Mexico. And with all the research that we've done, I'm still standing on my point. I don't think that it's a good thing here to have in New Mexico just because we're already with the land usage and the water usage.
I personally think AI could be very beneficial in the future. I'm just personally against having an AI data center here because it negatively impacts us because of how much water our county needs, and we're so low on water, it can affect us very, very, like, largely, widely, compared to other states that are wetter.
I'm not personally against the use of AI, well, not use of AI, but an AI data center being in New Mexico specifically or in general. I just think that we should prioritize figuring out the water issue, the energy, you know, troubles. And once we have that sorted out, it would be hugely beneficial to ag and also multiple aspects of, you know, people's lives. And
okay, we have no more time left, but let's go ahead and finish.
Honestly, I'm a little worried about it, but I think the only thing that's keeping everyone from being too worried about it is just like the thought of the government balancing it out, because obviously we can't stop it, so we have to find a balance and just regulate it as much as we can so we can live together with AI.
I feel like I'm a little bit worried about it. I didn't, like, when we first started the topic, I wasn't too worried about it. I didn't know much, like what Aubrey was saying. I wasn't very aware, but becoming educated, I do worry a little bit about it, like how we're going to balance it out and such.
Yeah. You all did an excellent job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very, very best.
Thank you so much.
That's great.